This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
I'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
a bent wheel, a broken wing, a raw deal, but I'll figure it out, figure it out. Ah, a loose wire and a missing spoke, a flat tire and a real bad joke, but I will figure it out.
Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman, welcome to the Folk Show.
Thank you.
Oh, so nice to be here, Kate.
I'm so very, very happy to have you here. What a groove you have. It's contagious.
Yeah.
It's a contagious groove.
You were moving.
I was. Hey, have you figured it out yet?
We're trying. We're all trying, right?
Working on figuring
Gotta
it out.
Gotta keep trying.
Yeah. Tell us about that tune. Why you started out with it.
I don't know why I need to start out with it, but that's an interesting question. I start with the same songs, it seems. It becomes sort of a tradition. It has to be something that kind of grounds me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that one seems to just kind of set the tone for me. Like, here we are all together, and we're really just all trying to figure things
just
out.
Just trying to figure
right?
it out.
Yeah.
Stumbling along.
Sometimes we're close. Sometimes we're not so close.
Tell us the Karen Savoca, Pete Heitzman story. Syracuse, is that where you started out?
Oh, Syracuse, yeah. Actually, it's quite an interesting one.
You just graduated SU.
Yeah,
And I was home visiting.
Well, no. You need to let me tell this.
Oh, yeah, there's more to the story.
It is way more interesting than what you were just going to say.
True.
Because what happened was I was in a band, and we were, it was a really cool little band, and we were, basically we did covers and a few originals, but our covers were like really deep cut type of covers. And there was this woman right in front, and she was, probably, I don't know, 60, 62 at the time.
Yeah, and really old.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, that's my age. but, you know, I was 22. And she was singing along to all these deep cut Little Feet, Steely Dan, the Band, just stuff that my mother didn't know these songs, and most people I knew her age did not know these songs, and she obviously knew all these songs, and she's beaming at me and smiling, and the minute we take a break and I go to get off the stage, of course she's putting her arms out to me, and I beeline over to her anyway, like I have to go meet this woman. And we have this wonderful connection, and she says, oh, I can't wait to come back and hear you, and blah, 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 blah. She actually said she said to me, your voice is like grosgrain ribbon. And I didn't know what grosgrain ribbon was. I had to ask, which I thought was a really cool description. And then, we have our little, we bond, and okay, can't wait to see you again. And the last thing she says to me is, my son is a great guitar player. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, you just ruined everything, lady.
And then he went home for a visit. He was living in Atlanta at the time.
Yeah, she said, Doug's got a new band. He's got this great new singer. You should go out and see her. So I grabbed my guitar and my amp because I knew I could pounce on them. They would let me play with them. And sparks flew, and the next day they asked me to join the band. So I moved back to Syracuse, and we've been together. That was 1980. So.
I know, it's crazy, right?
And then you left the band, right? To do your own thing.
Well, he actually joined the band for a while, and we all merged.
Yeah.
And we already had a guitar player. He wasn't too happy about it, but we then had two guitar players.
He was a friend too.
It's a joke now.
While, yeah.
Yeah, but I always say it was like his mom basically set us up.
Oh, nice.
Right, which I think is hilarious.
Do you ever have a chance to go back to your roots? The little fetish kind of stuff and.
We do, sure.
We listen to that stuff. We still listen to it.
Yeah, we still listen to it. Still love that music.
Uh-huh.
But now you're doing a lot of your own stuff.
I've been doing my own songs for a really long time now. Yeah. But it was a great way to find good songwriters, learn the songs of good songwriters. And I was very, very shy for many years to play any of my songs for anyone. Pete really helped me come out of that shell. So it just got harder and harder. For me, it got harder and harder to find songs that I could really sink my teeth into and that I really felt personally.
That you could relate to.
Yeah,
sure.
And that just got more and more important as I got older. So, yeah.
Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman are our guests in the studio here at the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another tune?
Okay.
I can see why some people are so afraid to love. It hurts, oh, I know. When you love somebody, you can never get enough. And it hurts to let go. With me, and fills me full of pride. Though it hurts, it hurts, but you showed me how. You gotta love, you gotta love, you gotta love. Oh, there's nothing better, there's nothing worse. You gotta love, you gotta love, you gotta love. It's water and it's thirst, but you gotta love. Oh, it's a joy and it's a curse. It's wings and it's a hearse. It's water and it's thirst, but you gotta love.
Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman in our studio. Their story started out with Pete's mom singing along to a Karen Savoca tune and then introducing them and encouraging Pete to go join the band.
Mm-hmm.
And she said your voice sounded like, what did she say?
Grosgrain Ribbon. Which
now, what is Grosgrain?
Okay, so I had a G-R-O-S Grain Ribbon, and not being someone who flunked sewing, I'd ask. I think it's often silk, but it's a ribbon that has a rib in it, so it's got this texture.
What an interesting
which I thought was just
description.
Such a cool. She was quite a character, Pete's mom.
First time she met Greg.
Oh,
right?
The Greg, yes.
At the bottom line, New York.
She liked describing
voices. She goes up during the break, and she walks up to him. She says, "Your voice is like a sensuous baked potato."
And she's talking about Greg Brown.
Yeah, yeah. And he just looks at her and goes, "You must be Pete's mom."
He'd heard us tell stories about her, so yeah, she's a character.
So how did the Greg Brown connection happen?
You know, I think a promoter in Albany put us together at first. She thought that she heard us and she thought that we would really like each other and musically be compatible. And so she had us open for him. And then it was wonderful. We opened and he asked us to come up and play. We played with him for the rest of his show, basically. Yeah. And then we met up, I think, at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and he said, "We ought to tour together."
We got him drunk.
Yeah, we were like, "Oh, that's just the whiskey talking."
We went on tour. But we did he's retired now, but we did over 200 shows together.
Yeah,
Is he really retired?
Well,
he is. We just saw him last week, and he's doing fundraisers. But
yeah, he's going to do benefits, and but he does. I don't think he wants to travel very far anymore or fly much.
He's not going to fly.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fly. Yeah,
so how many years have you been?
It's over 20 now, I think. Mm-hmm. That had to have been 20 years ago. 22.
Yeah,
Well, I saw you open for him at a show over in Peterborough at the Peterborough Players Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And your groove, and I had seen you before, but this particular night, your groove was so incredibly contagious, and I just couldn't stop moving for the whole thing.
Oh,
and I was just in awe.
Kate,
I was like, I want those people to come and see me.
I'm
so really glad we could make that.
I'm
glad
we could do this forever. We've been,
that's great.
Listening and aware of you for so long and been sending you CDs for years.
I know.
Never worked out. But,
well, speaking of the Greg Brown connection, we should say that one of your tunes was recorded, or his tunes was recorded on the Going Driftless collection, the Two Little Feet.
Yeah, I got to do Two Little Feet.
And you got to record
really
that again, include that on another compilation,
it got
too, right?
Included on a couple.
Earth Justice.
Yeah, Earth Justice. Also, yeah, that was quite a. It was nice.
That's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. Bonnie Raitt was on that one.
Bob Dylan, Tom Waits, and Nora Jones.
Yeah. Just to mention a few.
I know. I was like, well, that's nice. But we also did. We also did a record with Greg. He came and actually recorded at our recording studio too. We have a home recording studio, and we did Milk of the Moon together, which was a really amazing experience.
And then that other collaboration with Garnet Rogers. Yeah. I love that.
That Live at the
Black, Sheep.
Yeah, that was so sweet. That was two nights that we just, I think Garnet had the gig.
Yeah.
It was Garnet's
gig,
and we were all playing the Ottawa Folk Festival together, and Garnet said, why don't you guys just come up and we'll do a like in the round thing. And we're like, okay, that sounds like fun.
That was a complete seat of the pants operation. Because Greg didn't, I think he did one song that we knew.
He didn't do any of his songs.
So it was all just faking it.
It was awesome.
Which is,
and we'd never played with Garnet either.
So I love that album.
We didn't know Garnet.
Oh, I love that album. It's great. It's
it
a great
so
album.
So much fun.
One point I hear a flute and I look over and Garnet's playing flute. I didn't know he played flute.
I didn't either.
Well, there was a gasp in the audience because apparently he hadn't played flute for a very long time,
since Stan passed away.
So people were just like, oh my God, he's picked up the flute.
Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman are here. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and hear some more from this incredible duo on The Folk Show at NHPR.
On the next Morning Edition, why is the flu vaccine ineffective for those who are overweight? Scientists try to find out.
And influenza is one of my favorite viruses, so that seemed a natural thing to study.
Also, in a new book, Detroit residents try to survive the city's bankruptcy.
Everybody that I followed worried about crime and safety in their neighborhoods.
Listen for all kinds of stories on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for Morning Edition weekdays with Rick Ganley from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. And you can ask your smart speaker to tune in to NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Meridian Construction, building strong partnerships and specializing in educational, healthcare, and lakefront construction projects for well over 25 years. Details at meridiannh.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a pleasure to have Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman here in our studio. Folks, you want to play another tune? Then we'll come back and chat a little bit.
We'd love to. You can sing along if you like. Oh no, there she goes again, unhinged, spinning in the wind. Left you out on the curb waiting for a ride. Ah yeah, you've been there before. By now you should know the score. Just don't let it tear you up inside.
It's gonna be alright.
This is what I say. You don't have to pretend that you like it.
It's gonna be alright.
This is what I know. You'll learn when to hold on, when to let go. She's high as a rocket, a new guy in her pocket, one of the games she likes to play. But tonight she's an awful mess. Sit tight, it's anybody's guess who'll be the first to walk away.
It's gonna be alright.
This is what I say. You don't have to pretend that you like it.
It's gonna be alright.
This is what I know. You'll learn. Hold on, when to let go.
skies dark above you. Close your eyes, know we love you. It won't be cloudy all of the time. It's gonna be alright, this is what I say. You don't have to pretend that you like it. It's gonna be alright, this is what I know. You'll learn when to hold on, when to let go. Ah, it's gonna be alright, this is what I say. You don't have to pretend that you like it. It's gonna be alright, this is what I know. You'll learn when to hold on, when to let go.
Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman in our studio. You learn when to hold on and when to let go.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most important thing you've learned since you've been on the road and touring and writing and collaborating?
Oh, the most important.
Don't worry so much.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
Stop worrying.
Don't sweat the small stuff. No,
it's absolutely true.
Yeah. We learned from Greg.
And actually, Greg was really, he was a really good teacher. He was just kind of like, you know,
whatever.
Play music. Yeah, it's all going to be okay. Yeah.
So I know that when you were younger, you really wanted to be a drummer. Is that right?
I did. I did. And I loved drummers. I was always watching the drum. Sorry, Pete. I wasn't watching the guitar player. I was watching the drum. I'm watching the guitar player now, darling. it was always the drummer. And I was, but of course, you know, my parents were very sensible people, and they thought about what that would be like.
Do you have other drums, or is this the drum that the drum we have in the studio now? Is this your go-to?
Yeah, so this is a conga, just one single conga. It's my go-to simply because it's easy to just stand at it and also move and not feel too, I don't know, I just never, I've never really played a drum set. I've tried. There's still time for that, isn't there? I could learn.
Yep, really.
But I love hand drums, so I have a lot of different hand drums at home, and This conga I just lucked into finding years ago, and it's really easy to travel with. And,
but you also play guitar, right? Sometimes?
I play a little bit of everything, but not with much confidence in front of people. But again, the drum is just, I find, very grounding. And now when I sing without it, it feels kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, you're right there, right,
too?
Yeah,
just,
it's nice to have something to hold on to, I bet.
It is, and I think it came out of... You know, Pete and I had a band for many years before we decided we wanted to tour. We were we had a wonderful band in Syracuse, and a couple of the guys were, you know, they had families and they didn't want to leave town and tour, and we did. And so we thought, okay, well, how do we do this? And we really wanted to retain some of that danceableness, if that's a word.
Oh yeah.
Remember
when they had those dance contests or whatever, or contests, and they'd say, it's danceable.
Danceable.
Right?
Yeah, it's not danceable. It's, So
10 on the danceable score.
10 on the scale. So like a really successful night for us is if we play a folk club and they say at the end of the night that they never had a conga line before. And we're like, yes, we've done our job.
Yeah. What about Pete? Did you always play the guitar?
Yeah. Since what, seventh grade or something?
Wow.
Like that. So,
and who were you watching?
Who was I watching? I was really into the, the British guitar players, and Hendrix and Beck and Clapton and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to apologize for that.
I never really played acoustic music. I never listened to folk music at all until we started playing festivals, really.
So you converted a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
he was
world.
An electric guitar player when I met him.
I didn't know
him,
it existed.
Yeah.
I'm a rocker.
And we really didn't know about the folk scene at all, Kate. We really didn't. Syracuse was, I don't know what you'd call Syracuse. It was a lot of blues, a lot of rock bands, but
folk desert.
It was, and so I think actually when the first time we went to Falcon Ridge Folk Fest was our first, and maybe Owen Sound
That's
up in Canada.
That's when we first saw Greg Brown. And
we just couldn't believe that we had that there were all these people on that stage who we just fell in love with, who we'd never, Patty Larkin, and people just that were just like, oh my God, how do we not know about these?
She's
folks.
An incredible guitar player.
Patty. Everything about Patty.
Yeah.
Patty is what can she do? Well, I love her songwriting. She's a wonderful singer.
Yeah.
So other collaborations that you've got planned in the future? Do you have anything coming up with folks that?
No.
No.
We don't have collaborations. Oh. Well, we're actually putting on a we've been wrangled into putting on a festival.
You're putting on a festival.
We actually live 2 miles away from a very very important area of for abolition in the state of New York, and we have the National Abolition Hall of Fame in literally in this tiny little hamlet 2 miles up the road from us. And so it's going to be kind of a fundraiser, but we're putting on a Peterborough Freedom Festival. So I think I've been crowned artistic director. God, I can't believe
goodness.
I said yes to
and
that.
And when's that going to be?
But it's next June, so yeah, so that's fun. It's
well, keep very, us posted, because
okay,
we like
shall.
To tell everybody about, because we have such a broad streaming audience, people listening all over the country.
And the world, even.
Yeah. So we want to make sure everybody gets that
information. That'd be great, Kate. And next year also is going to be the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote, so, you know, we're going to be, you know, woohooing about
that'll come up.
Yeah, it might come up.
That issue might come up.
Are you writing a lot these days?
I am. I'm feeling another surge coming on. I have little spells where I think, oh gosh, maybe I'll never write another song again, and then I just tell myself not to worry about it too much, and then I'm going through a bit of a surge now.
They come like as crops for you.
Sure.
It's like it's harvest time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did the seeds come from?
Ooh.
Well, eavesdropping.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
You don't, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want Karen to hear your little secrets.
Oh, no. People say great things.
They do. I know.
They do. They say great things. So, you know, everybody knows they have to be careful what they say around a songwriter.
Yeah.
It might end up in a song.
Might get a little jazzed.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and hear some more music. Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman are our guests. We'll hear more in just a moment.
Giving Tuesday is a chance for you to celebrate the organizations that benefit your community by giving back. Hi, I'm Laura Kanoy, host of The Exchange. And when you donate to NHPR, you can extend your generosity by giving meals to the New Hampshire Food Bank at the same time. Contribute $10 a month and pay forward your thank you gift. Instead of choosing a mug, choose to give 10 meals to the food bank. Give today at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Ford, McDonald, McPartland, and Borden, PA, representing businesses, trustees, and institutions in bankruptcy, troubled debt, commercial, and litigation matters. FordAssociatesPA.com. We've got Pete Heitzman and Karen Savoca in our studio. How about another tune, and we'll come back?
Sure.
What are you going to play for us?
This is the title tune from our most recent CD, I Shook the Tree.
Oh, when the lights go out, how do you find?
shook the tree, fruit fell down like a stone hits the ground. But when it fell, it made no sound. I shook the tree, I shook the tree, filled my sack, ran to the woods, not coming back. You cut me down and you set me free. I shook the tree.
Anything else besides play music?
Ooh, no, not really.
Well, you wanted to be a teacher?
I did. I wanted to be an elementary school teacher.
Yeah,
yeah. Until I started singing for people, and then no, this is be more fun.
Yeah, you're jazzed. Then now you're going to be a festival artistic director.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah.
So that Abolition Festival that you've got going on in the spring, maybe June.
Yeah, June. June 13th.
What kind of music are you going to have there?
Well, we're still booking artists, but I think we're gonna try to have.
Can we announce anybody?
Well, can we?
Sure.
I guess can we? I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
Just announce their initials. We'll just figure it out.
Yeah, you know, people who will really represent the idea of the festival.
Oh boy, that's so great. Yeah. Well, you'll have to keep us posted.
And I hope we'll have some. We're hoping to have some poets. And there's a woman, I guess, who does like a little Elizabeth Cady Stanton. I don't know, not an impression, but so it's going to be
like
interesting.
Like
a tribute kind
sure.
of thing. Goes yeah. There might be some bloomers walking around. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun. But we've never been, it's a first time, and being in on the ground floor of something like this is very interesting.
What would the winter bring for you? Are you going to be doing a lot more touring in the winter?
We actually don't do a lot of touring in the winter. We stay home and we read, and I will be writing a lot this winter. We have some studio projects. Hoping to get those songs maybe even recorded would be nice. So,
is there a plan for another recording?
There's a very a plan without a date. How's that?
Okay, sure. Is there a theme concept or anything like that?
No, I never do that so much. I just kind of see what songs, where the songs take me, and and then when I get a bunch, then go, oh, okay, this might be. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at here.
There could be subtle political overtones,
subtle
or undertones.
Yeah.
Could happen.
But nothing is that subtle these days, right?
Nothing's that subtle. Yeah. And that's actually been my trouble, is that I seem to be very, very getting writing a lot of very angry songs, yeah. and it wasn't making me feel any better. Yeah. So I thought, well, I don't, nah, you know, there's a place for that. And I've got a couple of those, but trying to find a way to, you know, deal with everything that's happening and how I feel about it in a way that's positive.
If folks want to find out what you folks are up to, what's the easiest way? Do you have a website or Facebook or something like that that people can?
Yeah, KarenSavoca.com. S-A-V-O-C-A. Voca, like vocal.
Right.
Oh, that's nice, Pete.
So appropriate.
I just made that up.
You just never know what's going to happen on the folk show.
Never know.
It's the lighting. It makes everybody all of a sudden shine. Well, I can't say enough how grateful I am that you stopped in to see us as you kind of finish off the season and head back into hibernation.
it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, you have New Hampshire roots, right? What's your New Hampshire connection?
We have dear friends. My best friend from college lives in outside of Nashua, and in fact, she and her husband own and run the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua. I don't know if you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lovely
place. Really nice place.
Yeah, and we laugh about it, Jane and I, because, you know, she was back in the day when I was in college and, you know, starting out and playing. There were actually several coffee houses. We went to Syracuse University, and, you know, she was with me at every gig, you know, we would traipse around together, and I said, who would have thought you'd be the one who ended up, you know, running a coffee house? It's wonderful. It's great. So check it out. Her husband roasts his own coffee, and really good food, and yeah, it's a beautiful place. So,
well, that's quite possible then that since you have a New Hampshire connection that you might come back and visit.
We would love to.
Count on it.
You can count on it. Thank
Perfect.
You so much for having us.
Thanks,
Kate.
Again.
We
Thank
love
you,
it.
Kate. How about one last tune?
All right.
Sure. This is a song I wrote that I built on a little poem that my grandpa wrote. And he came over to this country when he was, about 5 or 6 years old. Every day is Sunday in Nandua. Ever since the day we came to stay, to reclaim the silence and seclusion, and to give up thoughts of cities far away. I can still see my family waving from the shore, and we've come so far. And we've far to go. And we've come so far. And we're far to go.
And we've come so far to live in America. And they say she's a land of plenty, that her streets are lined with gold. Well, I whisper a prayer to this ache in my heart. I'm sitting on a box that holds everything I own, and we've come so far, and we're far to go.
Just gorgeous. Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman, stop back and visit us anytime.
Cheers. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Okay, we will.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Thank you, Kate.
Oh, that was lovely, Kate.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Mortgage Center at St. Mary's Bank, borrower-focused and specializing in meeting the needs of all homebuyers, including first-time homebuyers and investors. stmarysbank.com. This is The Folk Show at NHPR.